This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says its recent tests of military technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. VOA's Bill Gallo has more on their latest test.
North Korea gave few details about its Saturday afternoon test, which occurred at a satellite launch facility. It's the same site where the North last week conducted what analysts say was a rocket engine test. North Korea appears to be preparing for a test of a long-range missile, or satellite launch vehicle, both of which would likely use ballistic missile technology. North Korea has given the U.S. until the end of the year to drop what it says is its hostile policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has ignored the North Korean deadline. He's also slowly ramped up rhetoric against the North, recently referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
In New Zealand, police divers are searching for two victims of a volcano eruption that left at least 15 dead and dozens severely burned. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement.
We're working towards a plan that hopefully has us going back onto the island tomorrow, but that's not finally decided yet. We've got to make sure that the planning process is meticulous for the reasons that I've spelt out previously. But we're out in the sea near the island, near the jetty, with the dive squad. The police dive squad's been out there since early this morning. And they've been joined this afternoon by the Navy dive squad with the HMNZS Wellington back on scene.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson travelled to the northern part of the country today to thank the voters for his election win.
Our job is to serve the people of this country on our priorities. And our priorities and their priorities are the same. And of course they're getting Brexit done. But it is also delivering on our national health service, our education, safer streets, better hospitals, a better future for our country.
Voters have given Johnson and the Conservative Party an 80-seat majority. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Sudanese court on Saturday convicted former President Omar al-Bashir on charges of corruption. Reuters' Imran McCarthy reports.
Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has been sentenced to 2 years in a reform facility after being convicted on charges of corruption and illicit possession of foreign currency in a Khartoum court on Saturday. As Bashir watched on silently from a metal defendant's cage, the judge also ordered the confiscation of millions of euros and Sudanese pounds, which were found in Bashir's residence when he was toppled following months of protests in April. Bashir's lead defense lawyer said he would appeal the ruling.
That is Reuters' Imran McCarthy reporting. The House Judiciary Committee has approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House of Representatives. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's top diplomat says the Phase 1 trade agreement is good news for both China and the United States and will provide stability in global trade. VOA's Steve Herman has more from the White House.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban infiltrators have killed at least 25 government security forces in the eastern volatile Ghazni province. The overnight attack happened when a group of 7 security personnel turned their guns on fellow soldiers at a local Afghan army base. For more news, whenever you want it, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.